Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on Ace of Spades, PDX's Via Blueberry podcasting show. What you're not listening to, educational audio anthology series. Yes, here we are, show number 18 already. Things just fly by, don't they? And there's still so much ground to cover. Here in the first week of September 2019, we're going to be looking at the American Folk Revival from 1958 through 1968, which proved that there was a time when songcraft and honesty were still a viable means of communication. People like to remember the 1950s in a variety of ways. The birth of rock and roll, the space race, an era of unprecedented economic growth. There was also political strife, segregation, and a patriarchal, racist system that attempted to keep the voices of women, blacks, the LGBTQI community, and many other dispossessed populations silent. Seemingly out of nowhere but bubbling up for decades was a folk music explosion that eventually merged with rock and roll and country music to give these voices a mainstream platform. Starting off with the songs of Woody Guthrie and the hard work of the Lomax family on behalf of the Smithsonian, folk and blues music, once the territory of poor rural whites and blacks, found a wider audience. Kicking off this movement in popular culture was the Kingston Trio, who sang traditional songs from what was considered the public domain about some truly gruesome subjects, including murder and capital punishment. Their single Tom Dooley and their LPs of the era were the biggest sellers by white artists on the Capitol Records label prior to the arrival of the Beatles. Independent folk label Vanguard found success with a young woman and with an amazing soprano voice, Joan Baez. Many of the songs by artists in this movement were also very reflected and pointed statements about civil rights and social injustice. As labels quickly scoured the landscape for new talent, a young Jewish folk singer from Minnesota came to New York City to become one of the 1960s leading songwriters, Bob Dylan. By the mid-1960s, folk had become folk rock, infuriating some of the more traditional proponents of the music, such as Pete Seeger, with even the Beatles expanding their musical vocabulary with folk music by 1965's Rubber Soul. By the end of the decade, the terms folk and folk rock had fallen out of favor for a new, more introspective and personal movement called singer-songwriter, which would prove immensely successful through the mid-1970s, encompassing more than just folk, but blues, pop, and even more progressive rock than had previously been mined. And we're going to be kicking off our show today with a song that was part of a series of Appalachian sweetheart murder ballads of the 19th century. Yes, this was a thing. And the subject of the song was a real person, Tom Dula. He was a Confederate soldier who was convicted of murdering Laura Foster. The case drew national coverage by the media of the time. This is Tom Dooley by the Kingston Trio, and we'll see you in about 30 minutes.
Throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die.
I met her on the mountain, there I took her life. Met her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die.
This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't it been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee.
Well now, boy,
hang down your head and cry.
Oh boy, oh well,
hang down your head, Tom, your head and cry. Oh boy, you're bound to die.
Oh well now, boy,
hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry.
Oh well,
hang down your head and cry. this time tomorrow. Reckon where I'll be, down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die.
Oh well now, boy.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry.
Oh well, I
hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die.
You're bound to die.
Goes and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know.
Sheriff Pence and Miller. down. You say anything about it, you're jailhouse bound. Let the midnight special shine your light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine your ever loving light on me. Yonder come little Rosie, how in the world do you know? I can tell her by her apron and the dress she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Goes marching to the captain, says, I want my man, I let the midnight. Here in
Well, on Black Mountain, well, a child has been your face. I say on Black Mountain, well, a child has bitten your face. All the babies cry for whiskey, all the birds sing bass. Well, on Black Mountain, as mean as they can be, I say on Black Mountain, as mean as they can be. You know they use this gunpowder just to sweeten the tea. I say on Black Mountain, well, you can't keep a man in jail. Well, if the jury finds him guilty, the judge will go their bail. I had a gal on Black Mountain, well, the sweetest gal in town. I had a gal on Black Mountain, well, the sweetest gal in town. Well, met a sweet black man, and she threw me down. I'm going back to Black Mountain, meet my razor and my gun. I'm going back to Black Mountain, meet my razor and my gun. I'm gonna cut her if she stands, shoot her if she runs. Thank you.
sleeps out in the rain. And I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why there, but for fortune, go you.
Circle of friends, riding down the highway. Yes, my back is getting stiff. 13 cars have piled up, they're hanging on a cliff. Now maybe we should pull them back with our towing chain, but we gotta move and we might get sued, and it looks like it's gonna rain. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor, the rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, there's a dirty paper using sex to make her sales. The Supreme Court was so upset they sent him off to jail. Maybe we should help the fiend and take away his fine, but we're busy reading Playboy and the Sunday New York Times. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer, but a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why, but demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Outside the window, there's a woman They've dragged her to the bushes and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades PDX via Blueberry Podcasting or however you're finding us. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify. I should say Spotify so I could go, hey. Anyway, our RSS feed or through downloads on your Android device. Welcome back. And let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our show, shall we? Kicking it all off was the Kingston Trio with Tom Dooley from 1958. Following that was from 1968, Judy Collins with Both Sides Now. This was the biggest single for singer Judy Collins, taken from her album Wildflowers in 1967. The track earned her a Grammy Award. It was written by a young woman who had come to define the singer-songwriter movement of the early 1970s, Joni Mitchell. Following that was a track live from Newport, The Midnight Special by Pete Seeger. Seeger, who was originally blacklisted once during the McCarthy Red Scare era of the 1950s, was enjoying a huge surge of popularity during the folk revival. Here, he sings a song by Leadbelly, taken from the original release The Midnight Special and Other Southern Prison Songs, produced by Alan Lomax. Following that was, you know, before Cher made it popular, there was only one woman with one name in music, and her name was Odetta. She was black as well, which was somewhat of a rarity during the white folk blues explosion. After the song she sings here is No More Cane on the Brazos, and she's considered the voice of the civil rights movement. Odetta Holmes had some incredibly famous fans, including Rosa Parks and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This song details the harsh conditions of prison workers in Texas. Following that, Black Mountain Blues by Dave Van Ronk. Nicknamed the Mayor of McDougal Street, which is an actual one-way street in Greenwich Village and Soho districts of New York City, Van Ronk, despite his Dutch-sounding name, states he was primarily of Irish descent and was a major figure in the coffeehouse folk scene of the 60s. Following that was There But For Fortune by Joan Baez. Baez, who has released over 30 albums of material in a 60-year recording career, was not only considered the queen of folk music during the 60s, she helped popularize multilingual recordings and helped propel the career of songwriters Bob Dylan and Phil Oakes, who wrote this song. And speaking of Phil Oakes, the song we're featuring here by him was called Outside of a Small Circle of Friends. Although considered a protest singer, Oakes preferred to think of himself as a singer of topical subject, which is nowhere more evident than on this track, a type of feel-good ragtime derived number that details the apathy of people toward the plight of others. And the song we just heard, Reflections in a Crystal Wind by Mimi and Richard Farina. Mimi was the daughter of a physicist, Albert Baez, and the younger sister of Joan. She married composer Richard Farina when she was 18, and the two recorded several highly praised albums for the Vanguard label, this being the title track to one of them. Richard would die in a motorcycle accident on Mimi's 21st birthday, but she continued to record and be politically active, even being mentioned in the original Tales of the City book by gay writer Armistead Maupin, which was set in San Francisco in the mid-1970s. I'm going to be kicking off the second part of our anthology here of the American Folk Revival from 58 through 68 with one of the artists who were one of the many groups signed by major labels after the explosion of the Kingston Trio. They scored several hits written by a young Bob Dylan, this track being one of them. Noel Paul Stuckey and Peter Yarrow continued to tour without Mary Travers, who died of complications from chemotherapy in 2009. This is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, a personal favorite of mine. And this is Peter, Paul, and Mary, and we'll see you just before the grand finale.
Fare thee well. I ain't unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal. Loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Cocaine all around my brain. Baby, won't you come here quick? This old cocaine is making me sick. Cocaine all around the brain.
Is it hard to keep me where is clean and shining black as night. My mother went to answer, you know that you looked so fine. Now I could understand your tears and your shame. She called you boy instead of your name. When she wouldn't let you inside, when she turned and said, but honey, he's not our kind. She says, I can't see you anymore, baby. Can't see you anymore. Walk me down to school, baby. Everybody's acting deaf and blind. Until they turn and say, why don't you stick to your own kind? My teachers all laugh their smirking stares, cutting deep down our affairs. Creatures of equality think they believe in. Why won't they just let us be? They say, one of these days I'm gonna stop my listening, gonna raise my head up high. One of these days I'm gonna raise up my glistening wings and fly. But that day will have to wait for a while. Baby, I'm only society's child. When we're older, things may change. But for now, this is the way they must remain. I say I can't see you anymore, baby. Can't see you anymore, no. Don't wanna see you anymore, baby.
Walk me out in the morning to my honey. Walk me out in the morning to today. And walk you out in the morning to my honey. They can't walk you out in the morning to at all. But I heard a young girl crying, mama. But I heard a young girl cry today. You didn't hear a young girl crying, mama. You didn't hear no young girl cry. Is true.
cause there's no more morning dew.
Glass in her hand, and she's drinking down her trouble, and she's fooling some other man. Tell me, how can I ever stand it just to see those two blue eyes? They are shining like a diamond in the sky. Well, it's sometimes I have a nickel, and it's sometimes I have a dime. And it's sometimes I have $10 just to buy little Maggie some wine. Now she's marching down to the station, got a suitcase in her hand. She is going for to leave, she's bound for some partisan land. Pretty girls were made for boys to love, and little Maggie was made for mine. I'd rather be in some lonesome holler where the sun don't never shine than to see her be another man's darling and no longer no darling of mine. Well, the last time I seen little Maggie, she was sitting by the banks of the sea. Had a 45 strapped around her shoulder and a banjo on her knee.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to what you're now listening to here on Ace of Spades, PDX. I'm still your host, Eddie Benbear, Ben Brown Jr., on our American Folk Revival 1958 through 1968 show. And let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our program, shall we? Kicking it all off, of course, was Peter, Paul, and Mary with Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. After that was the Rooftop Singers with Walk Right In from 63. The Rooftop Singers were another folk trio who scored a huge international hit with this track, which became an anthem of sorts to civil rights activists who were engaging in public marching and sit-in protests. It also gave Gus Cannon, the writer of this song, much-needed cash. He had pawned his own musical instruments to pay bills when this song, originally a country blues number from 1929, scaled the charts. Following that was Ramblin' Jack Elliott with Cocaine Blues. A man of Jewish descent from Brooklyn, Elliott, who turned 88 years old on August 1st, ran away from home at the age of 15 to join a rodeo, eventually befriending Woody Guthrie. He became a fixture on the Greenwich Village coffeehouse scene and still performs to this day. Following that was We Five, You Were On My Mind. This track, We Five's biggest hit, was originally written and recorded by another folk duo, Ian and Sylvia. In addition to helping in usher the folk rock movement, it also helped give national recognition to the San Francisco music scene, which was just about to explode. Following that was Tim Hardin, Don't Make Promises. Though best known through covers of his songs, such as Reason to Believe and If I Were a Carpenter, Hardin was born in Eugene, Oregon, about 2 hours' drive south from where this show is being recorded. A Marine veteran, he died of a heroin overdose at just the age of 39. I know. After that, Janis Ian, Baby, I've Been Thinking, Society's Child. Though not the first song to detail a relationship of mixed ethnicity that is not accepted by white parents, Ian's song, written and recorded when she was just 13 years old, became a national surprise hit. Ian's career would flounder after the single, to be resurrected in 1975 with a number one pop single at 17. Following that, Tim Rose, Morning Dew. Another veteran who turned merchant seaman, Rose, though born in Washington, D.C., lived in London for the majority of his life, where he found greater success than he did in the U.S. He died in 2002 after an Irish tour at just the age of 62, leaving behind no heirs or a will, and was buried in Brompton Cemetery in London. And the song we just heard, Little Maggie, by the one and only Barbara Dane. Considered one of the great unsung heroes and political activists in the United States, Dane has recorded jazz, blues, folk, and protest songs for decades. She just celebrated her 92nd birthday in May 2019 and has been hailed by artists such as Louis Armstrong, Bonnie Raitt, and Bob Dylan as one of the greatest talents in history and as a hero to those who believe they had no voice. She even founded a record label, Paradon, that specialized in protest songs from around the world. And we're going to be finishing up our show here with probably the most obvious choice that I've made in ages, because you really can't say 1960s folk revival without mentioning this man who has become an international icon, even winning the Nobel Prize recently. My God. Amazing, Mr. Robert Zimmerman, what you've done in over your years, and all of us are very, very thankful. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Please drop us a line at www.aceofspadespdx here on the podcast page, and we'd love to hear from you. Love to you all. This is Subterranean Homesick Blues by Bob Dylan.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, badge out, laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes fleet-foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did, but walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. By losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging round the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meter. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be a success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid the scandals. Don't wanna be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work, cause the vandals took the handles.